It's time for the e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's on the iPod. Grooves.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
The iPod not working.
By a wheels-off comment.
Is the iPod not working now?
Or technical meltdown.
The iPod is going to be the ruin of this show.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Is it plugged in right? I heard something.
Everything's all right down there.
You have the volume up on it.
Oh.
Didn't think so. Good.
The emergency break of the week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break, and I guess we'll let you vote on them at 214-787-1310. First up on the e-break, it's a candidate by the name of Joyce Durham, who
That's
is
you.
On... Oh, yeah, George Dunham. I'm sorry.
That's your cross-dressing name.
No, it's not my cross-dressing name. It was
what is
name.
Your cross-dressing name?
I don't have one because I don't cross-dress. That's
I don't
your
have
area
one.
Of expertise. You proclaim to be the cross-dresser of the Little Ticket, so that's your title. Now, we were talking about a fine sponsor here. Junior and I think this was just during the show. We were talking about how great AT&T is one day. I don't even think this is a live spot. I think this is us just talking about how much we love AT&T. And I'm told I said something rather offensive in here. You tell me if you hear anything unusual.
All right.
It's compact and powerful. It's the HTC Aria, only from AT&T. Visit an AT&T store. Click on AT&T.com. ATT.com. I just had a Heather Hayes moment, I think. Or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
Yeah, there was a reference to a female body part somewhere in there, I think.
Sorry about that.
Certain restrictions and other charges apply.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't really hear anything either.
I just heard you talking about Heather Hayes' body parts.
Yeah, what's with that?
Well, she had a moment when she mispronounced the vuvuzela. In fact, that was up for an e-break
last
week.
What did she call it?
She called it something else.
A vulvuzela?
Yes. Maybe. Maybe. All right, so there's me up for an emergency break of the week. It's always fun to hear Norm have technical problems. Now, it's really no fun to have them, but once you do have them, no one tries to fight through them more than Norm by just sticking with that phone call that's just not there. And this is the post-game show from this last week when Norm and Donnie were wrestling through some phone trouble. And it's great when, first of all, they can't hear the caller, and then the caller can hear them, but they can't communicate. So listen to how wheels off this is.
That's the thing that's so disheartening about everything. Just the give up, the lay down.
Let's go to the phones. Starting College Station with Kyle Heyer on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hello? Hello? There we are. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
You there, Kyle?
Kyle?
Hello? Maybe he's already gone.
Okay. Let's try Ken Lancaster. Hi, Ken. You're on the ticket.
It's Ken in Lancaster.
Hey, Ken. Yes. What's going on?
Hello?
We're here. You got us?
Go ahead, Ken.
I don't think they can. Yeah, here.
I'm going to put Ken on hold here.
Right. Hello?
Ken?
Yeah, put him on hold.
Okay. We'll figure this out in a second. We'll be back on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket next.
To Norm. Norm's not happy, and I don't blame him.
Boy, Donnie had just made a hot point, and the Norm very quickly, all right, to the phones.
To the phones.
They had good momentum going, and then just had the brake pulled.
All right, so there's a technical issue for the post-game show, up for an e-break. This week, Bob and Dan had Steve Ott on to talk a little hockey, and apparently he is big into a routine every game day, and it includes an energy drink that's a favorite of his now. It's called Balls. It's spelled B-A-W-L-S. And do you think Bob and Dan, or at least someone on their crew, can handle that as a name for an energy drink? Groob certainly couldn't handle it.
Come playoff time, those are the points we need.
Well, Steve, go have a nap and then have some balls.
And I'll try to use them as well.
There you go.
All right.
Right on, guys. Thank
nice
you so
job.
Much.
See you next Friday.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
The Steve Ott Show.
B-A-W-L-S, apparently.
dude, I'm stopping at 7-Eleven on my way home. Are you kidding me? Be like,
Yeah, we might need one before the postgame show.
Put some balls in your mouth.
All right. Well, so that went well.
I thought
momentum,
we
huh?
had a lot of... Yeah.
132 on the ticket.
Hi, this is George DeJohn.
So they don't like Groob's crack jokes, I guess.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Do they just consider him...
That could be the slogan for all we know.
They just consider him third tier, so he's not allowed on the air?
I guess so.
No one's allowed to be funnier than them on the show?
It's just a
part. Whoa. All right. There you go.
That's management.
Boy, Rich is coming in strong there. Okay, those are your three candidates. Myself, the Dallas Cowboys postgame show, or one Michael Gruber at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Go ahead.
I'd like to vote for George's antique penile implant.
You have an antique one?
Antique?
It's not antique.
Oh, it's new.
Oh, no.
Current.
It's new. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, now, is that a vote for Norm?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Moses. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good Lord.
Holy cow.
Please, Santa Jesus, save us from this.
Hello?
Dear Joseph.
Uh-oh.
What?
All the lines are blinking right now.
Pray to Joseph Stack.
I was about to pray to Saint Joseph, not Joseph Stack.
Why would Joseph Stack?
Why do you consider Joseph Stack a saint? He flew a plane into a building in Austin.
Off the air, that's all you ever talk about is Joseph Stack and the properties of Joseph Stack.
That's so insane, I don't even know where to start.
The martyrdom of Joseph Stack and all that crap.
All right, let's try it again. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, okay. Well, geez. I couldn't hear through the talk out here, so.
So go ahead. George, you fill this time.
So there you go. No voting, and that may be a good thing because a lot of P1s want the P1 voting to end. Although some think it's their God-given P1 right. What do you guys think of P1 e-break emergency?
I don't know. It's your segment.
Of the week voting.
It's your segment.
I think, first of all, at least the three of us should vote on the e-break, right?
We will. But what do you think of, just in general, what do you think of fan voting?
No, I like it.
I like it,
You
too.
Like it?
Yeah, as long as they're responsible, I like it. It's funny. It's just unfortunate that we don't have the equipment to bring their vote to the listener.
Yeah.
Because we are in... We're in Texas Stadium in the last year of Texas Stadium.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Where they're just letting
more
it go
details
to pot.
On that.
We're not. Yeah. Have we? We've not announced that yet, have we?
No.
No.
Big doings on the ticket horizon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple big doings on the ticket horizon.
A couple big doings.
Both of them very good.
Very. All right. So who you guys like?
Thursdays.
Well, I thought that Groob's. Well, that was a funny joke. So
he was
wrong. I don't think that's an e-break. Your female body part thing was funny. But I think the bugaboo that brought this segment down today.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
Yeah, I think also wins the e-break, the phone troubles Norm had.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. It's the phone troubles. The other one's, Groob's was funny and he was wronged. And then, what was the other one? Oh, yours. Yeah, it didn't stop us down too much. It just made the show better. So yeah, it's the Norm showing his complete inability to improv and to scramble out of the pocket when necessary.
Almost as bad as ours. Let's listen to Norm and Donovan fishtail through the postgame show.
That's the thing that's so disheartening about everything. Just the give up, the lay down.
Let's go to the phones. Starting College Station with Kyle Heyer on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hello? Hello? There we are. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
You there, Kyle?
Kyle?
Hello? Maybe he's already gone.
Okay. Let's try Ken Lancaster. Hi, Ken. You're on the ticket.
It's Kevin Lancaster.
Hey, Ken. Yes. What's going on?
Hello?
We're here. You got us?
Go ahead, Ken.
I don't think they can. Yeah, here.
I'm going to put Ken on hold here.
Right. Hello?
Ken?
Yeah, put him on hold.
Okay. We'll figure this out in a second. We'll be back on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket next.
And Norm threw off his headphones right then.
That's it.
Bitched out the board operator so bad.
All right, so there's Norm. I guess that's on Norm for an e-break, and if it is, how many is that for Norm?
That's 48 all-time. Holds strong in second place. Right behind you, George.
How many do I have?
You have 50.
I'm so strong,
He's
baby.
Right behind you.
What an awesome race this is.